Hello, guys, this is Kamis again. Let me tell you something. I have to speak very, very, very fast because this topic is very challenging to me. And of course, I need to talk a lot. So I want to make it short and, as fast as possible. So if I'm talking, very fast and I'm going on a track in a sprint way. So I'm sorry about that. Let's get on the subject as fast as possible. But before that, listen to something at least 30 times if you want to participate in this challenge. I'm saying it for the people who are listening to me for the first time. If you want to listen to something, listen it for 30 times for deep learning, for learning and memorizing the words deeply, and give your interpretation for the members of Zabanşناس. So let's get into the subject. Let's talk about financial freedom, how to get it, how to attain it. AJ is talking about two ways to get financial freedom. The first one is, have a big business, just like him, Effortless English. How to have a big business? You need to quit your job at first because it takes a lot of time, effort on different situations and different things. So you need to quit your job. For example, if you're an accountant, you have to quit your job and try to build that successful business. And of course, you have to loan some money for doing that. And it's very, very risky because maybe you're gonna fail, and who knows? And you have to be lucky sometimes because maybe it's not gonna be the thing that you thought. So it takes a lot of times, efforts, and risk to do. And build a successful business, a big successful business. So, this is the riskful one, but the second one is to have small streams of income. What's the meaning of that? It means to have a small little jobs, small little business besides, the business that you're doing. For example, if you're an accountant, there is no need to quit your job. You can invest on different subjects, different topics, and different companies and jobs and different things, and have a little bit income beside being an accountant. So that's the meaning, that's the strategy, that's the philosophy that is behind the strategy of having small streams of income. So for example, let me give you an example. For example, you're an accountant. I said it again. I have to say it again. You're an accountant. You want to invest in different things, okay? You have maybe 1 million tumans each month, okay? You have a paycheck from your company. You have 1 million tumans every month. So, you want financial freedom. It's not enough, right? So, you need more money to cover your expenses. You can have another part-time job. Maybe you can be a freelance accountant, work at home, get other jobs from other companies and other stores and different people. It's not a good idea because it takes a lot of times and it's going to be boring to you and suffering somehow because it's going to have a lot of stress and different things on it. So, put it aside. In this strategy, you need diversification. What's the meaning of that? It means you're an accountant, so forget the next businesses being an accountant. You're an accountant, so you need to invest in different subjects, different jobs, other than accounting. So, you're an accountant. You invest, for example, you have some savings in a bank or something. You invest in a bank for some dividends each month. You put, for example, 5 million tomans in Milli Bank and have some dividends from them. And of course, they will build up some, incomes, and they will put and add a little bit money each month to your account and eventually, your money will go up again and again and again. So it's a small stream. You're not, investing all of your money. For example, you have 10 million tumans that's in your account. So you put your sum of half of it in a bank for dividends. The first one. The second one. Maybe you're learning English, you know a little bit of, translating things and different stuff. You can translate for people. They have, some essays and different things. Instead of accounting, instead of getting bored with accounting, just one job, and, put a lot of effort and, to be pressed and pressured by accounting, you can instead have a little bit of translating job. So you get some, essays and articles to translate. That's your third streams of income. And you can have other ones, if you want. Maybe you have a little bit, a room. Maybe you have a room or something. You can rent it and have a little bit of income each month. And that's the strategy, okay? Instead of having different jobs in just one, subject, one category, accounting. No. Instead of that, you invest your money in different things. Invest your, I don't know what to call it, capital, or what was that? I forget it. Your home. Invest your home in something. Maybe you have a room, you rent it out, and different stuffs. So that's how you will be financially free, and you have less stress, and you will fail in a, minor way, if you fail, of course. If I can say you're failing, because if you put your money in a bank like Melli Bank, you're not gonna fail because it's up to government or something. So you're somehow loaning your money to them, and you can, if you want, you can get your money as soon as possible. They're not, forcing you to put your money there and for a year or something. You can get it back as every time you want. So it's a little bit is of an investment. My father himself, he's a retired, worker, so he has a little bit, pension from the government, of course. And of course, he invests a little bit of his money in a bank, and he's getting some dividend. And our life became, easier with this different income that is coming to our life. So it is covering, a lot of expenses that we have. So that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed this topic, and go on and listen to it if you like, in VIP program. You can find it in Zavonshanas. Go on and listen to it and enjoy AJ's tip, not mine, because I interpret it in my way. I don't know if I interpret it right or not. It was a little bit challenging to me because this is the first time that I want to talk about, financial things and subjects. So I don't know if I talked it right, and I don't know. I decided to get out of my comfort zone, so I decided to have more challenging conversation and different things. So enough. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and see you later.